Japa is interesting, especially for those who've taken a vow, a brat, to chant a certain number of rounds. And especially for those who want to take diksha or who have taken diksha, who make a brat to chant at least 16. It's very interesting. Because I think we misunderstand the brata. And Prabhupada spoke about this brat, this 16 minimum. One time he was lecturing and he was imitating how sometimes we chant incorrectly. You know how it sounds when you chant incorrectly? So Prabhupada was actually imitating that. He was imitating how we sometimes chant improperly. And he said, not chanting like that. He said, chanting like that, you will not get love of Krishna. Because we cannot get love of Krishna if we chant Naam Aparad. What is Naam Aparad? What does the word Aparad mean? It means where there's no Radha. Naam without Radha. Or it means far away from Radha. Aparad. Because Radha means to worship. And Aparad means distancing from worship. So we can say distancing from worship, distancing from Radha, or where there's no Radha. If there's no Radha, there's no Krishna, right? Because Prabhupada said, Krishna's never alone. In fact, some of you wonder, where is Radha in the Damodar Leela? Where is she? We say Radha Damodar, but there's no Radha. Actually, she's there. Because it was only because of Radha that Mother Yasoda could bind Krishna. Did you know that? You know Mother Yasoda got many ropes, right? So many ropes. But the reason she was able to bind Krishna is because on the last rope, there was one hair of Radharani on the rope. And only Radha can bind Krishna. And in fact, there's a Leela where Radharani was binding Krishna, Damodar Leela. So only Radha can bind Krishna. So when Krishna saw the hair, then Mother Yasoda could bind him because of Radharani's hair. So if there's no Radha, there's no Krishna. So aparad means no Radha. So Prabhupada was imitating. He said, not like that. Any of you chant like that? In our japa workshop, we have devotees pair up and they listen to one another chant to make sure they're chanting 32 syllables. Did you know the Maha Mantra is 32 syllables? Some devotees chant 28 syllables because they chant Ram, 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 not Rama. So that's 28 syllables. Some chant more than 32. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare, 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 Hare. It's true. It's true. And they don't know it. In South America, they don't say Hare, they say Adi. O enemy Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare. So, anyway, so Prabhupada said, the goal is Shuddha Nam. Because when you chant Shuddha Nam, then you get love of Krishna. That's the goal. And he said, if you chant, you won't get love of Krishna, because that is not Shuddhanam. He said, that kind of chanting will not give you the desired result. What did he mean? What he meant was, and many of us misunderstand, we think if we just chant 16 rounds, everything is good. Right? I chanted 16 rounds, everything's good. No. It's not good if you just chant 16 rounds. They must be 16 good rounds. Prabhus, Matajis, what if this temple had 16 vans that didn't work? 16 vans and all the engines didn't work. And you say, we're very proud. Our temple has 16 vans. 16 Mercedes vans. They used to drive Mercedes vans from Europe to India when Prabhupada was here for traveling parties. So our temple has 16 Mercedes vans and none of them work. Is that good? I don't think so. Prabhu, I chant 16 rounds a day. Yeah, none of them work. All aparad. What's the point? So in this lecture, Prabhupada said something very interesting. He said, this kind of chanting will not help you. He will not give you love of Krishna. And then he said, but you are following your vow. So he made a distinction. On one hand, this kind of chanting will not give you prema bhakti because it's distracted, inattentive, aparad. So basically he said, all it is that you've kept a vow to repeat the name 1,728 times, repeat the mantra, 1,700. So you've kept that vow. So that's what you've done. You've kept the vow. You're keeping 16 vans in the temple property and none of them work. But you were ordered by your guru to purchase 16 vans. So now you have 16 vans and they don't work. So you've fulfilled the order to get the 16 vans, but not the order to use them. So the goal is not 16 rounds. And many devotees who take initiation or take vows, in their mind and heart, they think the goal is 16. If I can just somehow or other make this sound, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, or something that sounds close to that, 16 times 108, that's it, that's good. No. It's not good unless the rounds are good. How can I say that? Because Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said that kind of chanting is a mayic sound. It's not Krishna. Have you ever heard that word, mayic? He made it up. It's a Sanskrit word that he made into English. A mayic sound. He said, merely pronouncing the syllables Krishna doesn't mean Krishna is there. Isn't that amazing? Did you know that? No, Prabhu, I just have to say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. 16 times 108. And I'm good. And that way I have my ticket back to Godhead, right? You have your ticket, but you have to validate it. You have to make sure it's good. Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. Madan Gopal ki jai. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said something very interesting. He said, Krishna is not in his name. He descends in his name when the chanter chants with a pure serving attitude. Wow. You mean all those 16 rounds for all those years went in vain? They were useless? Maybe not completely useless. Maybe we chanted some good ones. Maybe we're chanting good ones. Satchinandan Swami went to Govardhan to do Nam Bhajan. He was hiding somewhere in Govardhan all day chanting Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. After he had been a devotee 30 years, he went to Govardhan and he said, I want to see what this name really is. I just want to chant all day and go more deeply. He went very deeply into the name, chanting all day, day after day after day. Finally, he had a realization. He said to himself, I don't think in my entire life I've actually chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I think I was chanting something else. Why did he say that? Because this time in his chanting, he went very deeply and he had so many experiences and realizations with the holy name that he never had in his life. And he asked himself, have I actually chanted? I'm having such deep experiences. Have I really chanted in the last 30 years? Was this actually the Maha Mantra? Or was I just, it was just sound coming out of my tongue? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna. It's a good question we can all ask. Have I actually chanted the holy name? Or was it a mayic name? How do you know? How do you know? One of the best ways to know is look at your life. Sometimes devotees ask, how do you know if you have a taste for Krishna? Look at your life. What are you attracted to? What are you detached from? That's how you know. Right? What does Prabhupada say? One who has a taste for the name will not have a taste for other things. One who has a taste for Srimad Bhagavatam will have no attraction for other things. Gentlemen, like the newspaper, sports section, political section, no taste. Because they have a taste for Bhagavatam. Ladies, no Bollywood latest. You have a taste for Bhagavatam. That's how you know. How do I know I'm chanting the real name? You look at your life. What am I attracted to? So Satchinandan Swami was getting a taste, a real taste. And he was thinking, I've never gotten this taste before. Is it that I've never really chanted the holy name? Wow, what a realization. Isn't it? That's his humility, of course, that he's thinking, I've never chanted. But the point is, he went so deeply into his chanting that it made him question, have I ever chanted? Interesting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he chants the holy name, he says, I feel like drops of liquid nectar pouring in my heart. I feel like I'm drowning in an ocean of nectar. Prabhus, Matajis, do you feel like that when you chant japa? Or do you feel like, oh no, here we go again. Another day, 16 rounds. It's actually true. Many times in the morning, when we pick up our beads and we put our hand on our first bead, there's a little voice, and you may not hear it, but if you pay attention, tomorrow morning you may hear it. And a little voice for some of us says, oh no, 16 rounds. It's going to be really tough. Got to control my mind for 16 rounds. Here we go again. Isn't it? It's true, right? Admit it. It's true for many of us. But when you have taste, nam ruchi, then you say, yes, 16 rounds, my favorite activity of the day. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And then it's time to greet the deities, it's Govinda prayers. Hare Krishna, I can't stop. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Prabhu, it's time to greet the deity. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Yes, that's taste, that's ruchi. But if we don't chant properly, we don't get ruchi. What do we get? Oh no, five more rounds left. Yes? You're laughing because you know it's true. What's the problem? We take a breath, either to guru or to ourself, to chant a fixed number of rounds. And in our mind we think, somehow or other, if I just chant that number, I've kept the brata. No. That's not it. That's not the brata. The brata is to be absorbed to hear. That's the brata. And if we think the brata is somehow or other, and how is that somehow or other? Does anyone have a cell phone I can borrow for a second? Somehow or other, get them done. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You ever do that? Anybody? Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Prabhu, 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 yeah, yeah. 5 o'clock tomorrow, okay? Right? Yeah. Bring the harmonium. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare. Cartels also. Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Ram, Ram, Ram. The mridanga broke. We'll get another one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Okay. Anyone ever do that? Admit it. You do it. I know you do. I see you. Everywhere I go, they're doing this. The 11th offense to the holy name, to have your mobile phone on while you're chanting. That's not the brata we took to somehow or other get the rounds done. I did a japa workshop in Texas in America. So we were talking, and some devotees, this came up, but some devotees, you say, are some devotees watching television while they're chanting? You know, in America you have the Super Bowl, and you have some, what, cup here, what's it called?
Cricket.
So what's the big cricket game? World Cup. You have the World Cup, they have the Super Bowl, right? So what happens on the World Cup day, right? The whole country stops, right? Isn't it? Super Bowl, football, big thing in America. So some devotees, before they were devotees, they were addicted to sports. And somehow they can't not watch the Super Bowl. It's like, you know, they get up every morning, Mangal Arati, everything. But they have to watch the Super Bowl somehow. So we're talking about this, you know. Chanting and watching television. Anybody here do that? You don't have to raise your hand. So one devotee said, I don't chant my rounds while I'm watching the Super Bowl. He said, I only chant my rounds during the commercials. So Prabhu's and Mataji's ISKCON is in a very serious state of disease, japa disease. And I'll tell you why. I've done a survey. In my japa workshops, I ask the devotees a simple question. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being excellent and 1 being poor, rate your japa. Now, 10 would be you're chanting and crying. And 1 would be you're also crying. Because you have to, you're crying because you have to chant. And 5 would be, it's okay, not good, not bad. So then, you know, I asked the devotees, I said, give yourself a rating based on your japa for the last 6 months, you know. Not so good, 3 or 4, really bad, 1 or 2. And really good, like 6, 7, 8, you know, just like you're at 8 and, you know, like there's a story, this devotee, this prema, it was like a complete prema bhakti. And he was so into Krishna consciousness, he didn't care about anything. And his wife said, you have to marry your daughter. She has to be married. And he goes, oh, whatever. Krishna will take care of it. He was just absorbed in Krishna. And his wife said, you crazy madman. You have to go out and find a husband. He said, oh, Krishna, whatever. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He's just chanting. You know? Next day, some man shows up at the door. My son, he wants to marry your daughter. He told his wife, just see. Krishna takes care. Says, and the wife says, all right, but you have no money for the dowry and the wedding. He said, don't worry. Krishna will take care. She said, Krishna will take care. We're poor. She takes off her bangles, all gold. She says, go in the market and sell these. Get money so we can put the wedding on. He goes in the market, and on the way, there's a katha going on. The wedding's in 4 days. He goes to the katha for 8 days. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. He's just a prema bhakti. He can't stop himself. He realizes on the 8th day, oh my God, the wedding was 3 days ago and we have no money. He comes back to the village. Everyone says, that was the best wedding ever. It was like a royal wedding. He's completely bewildered. He doesn't understand what happened. He comes back and sees his wife. Thank you for sending everything. That was the most amazing wedding. He said, what are you talking about? He said, you sent that blue boy. And he gave everything. So Krishna actually came and gave everything. And all he was just into bhakti. So that would be a level 8, 9, or 10. You don't even go to work anymore. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Your wife says, where's the money? He said, Krishna wants, he'll give. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. If he doesn't give, then we'll fast. Hare Rama. So that's 8, 9, or 10. So everybody gave themselves a score. And it was just for them. It was just their own understanding, their own evaluation. And then I said, this score you gave yourself, this number, whatever it was, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, Some devotees give negative one. So I said, okay, this number. I said, what if your japa never ever for the rest of your life got any better than this number? In other words, any better than it was for the last 6 months. Is that a scary thought? What if that number for the last 6 months, the quality of your japa, was as good as it ever could get in this life? Even on at the time of death, your last mantras were no better than they were for the last 6 months. Would that be a problem? Everyone's hands went up. Every devotee everywhere, and I've done workshops in many places, their hands go up. Not good enough. This is the Hare Krishna movement, and our chanting of a Hare Krishna, we feel, is not good enough. Did we miss something somewhere? I think we did miss something somewhere. Isn't that interesting? The way I've been chanting for the last 6 months, if it never got any better, most devotees, 90%, 95, 99, I think the ones that don't raise their hand didn't understand the question. The few people don't raise their hand. They must have not understood what I was asking. If your japa could never, never, ever get in this life better than it was for the last 6 months, would you be satisfied? Would that be a problem? Yes. They're saying, that's not really good enough. Scary, isn't it? Here's a disease in the Hare Krishna movement. Japa-itis. We don't like, many devotees, they don't like to chant. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, I'm drowning in an ocean of nectar. Prabhus and Matajis, we have the same mantra he has, don't we? Isn't that the same mantra? You know the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that one Bhaktivinoda Thakur chants that goes like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know that one? Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Isn't that the same one he's chanting, we have? You think he's chanting the same mantra we're chanting? It sounds externally the same, but he's chanting a different mantra, isn't he? Because when he's chanting, he's drowning in ecstasy. And when we're chanting, we're thinking, oh my God, when's it going to be over? It's a different, must be a different mantra, right? So, what do we do now? There are a couple options. One is suicide. What's the use? And the other is to stop committing aparad. So you have your choice. I think the second one is more intelligent. Now, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said something that I find amazing. He said, you do not get Krishna's mercy. Well, he said a couple of things. He said, how to overcome inattention. He said, inattention is the cause of all the other aparads. Inattention, pramada, is the cause of all the other aparads. What does inattention mean? He defined it in three ways. He subdivided inattention. You know the offense? We recite the offenses, and the last offense we say, and it is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. He said, inattention has three divisions. One is laziness. Can you remove the harmonium? I have to do a demonstration of lazy chanting. Yeah, this is a good seat. This is a good seat for this. Anybody ever chant like that? I won't lay down, but I know some of you lay down and chant sometimes. The second one is apathy. The word apathy means I don't care. I just don't care. I didn't, whatever, you know, I don't care to chant well. And the third one is distraction. My mind is doing something quite amazing if you think about it. I'm chanting the holy name of God, and I've managed not to think of him while I'm chanting. That's quite a phenomena. I don't know how you do it, but you have some shakti that you can chant God's name and think about anything and everything other than God. How do you do that? Where did you learn to do that? Who taught you? The men are chanting in the morning. Where are they? They're in the office. Hare Krishna, I have to do this. Hare Ram Ram this. At 9 o'clock, I have to do this. And he's coming at 10 Ram. Right? Gentlemen, does that happen to you? Admit it. It's the, what do I say, the moment of truth. Ladies, you're chanting. I have to take the kids to school at this time. I have to go shopping at this time. I have to pick them up at this time. I have to take them to dance at this time. Take them to some football at that time. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Ram, Ram. Right? Yes? We're chanting the name of God and we've managed not to think of him. What a phenomena. That's called distraction. We are chanting Krishna's name and we're somewhere else in some other universe, but not his. Right? So, Bhaktivinoda poses the point, the question, how do you conquer inattention? And then he gives a very depressing answer. He says, you can't. Now what do? He said, it is only possible if you get Krishna's mercy. Then you can do it. Now, back to the statement of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who said, you can only get Krishna's mercy if you make your best, most earnest efforts in bhakti. Isn't that interesting? Oh, Prabhu, give me your blessings. Yeah, right, you lazy bum. You don't want to do anything. You just want blessings, so you don't have to do anything. Right? Give me your blessings. Why? Yeah, so I can go to sleep and, you know, and just get the mercy. You know, I don't want to do anything. No. See, that mentality is there. Yes? Is it? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying, you get kripa by effort. What's the Hindi word for effort? Prayas. So how do we say this in Hindi? You get kripa. How do you say you get? Tum? Aapko kripa milegi. Milegi? Jap prayas kari? Karnes, you say it. I have to take more Hindi classes. Say it in Hindi. Say it in Hindi. If you say it, then you have to do it.
अथक प्रयास करने से अवश्य ही भगवान की कृपा हमें प्राप्त होगी.
When Prabhupada, after he would give class, sometimes he would give out cookies and the women would bring the children up. Have you ever seen videos of that? Prabhupada would give out cookies and they would come. So if you didn't come up with your child, you wouldn't get a cookie, right? Prabhupada wouldn't say, oh, you're over there, and just throw you one. No, you have to come up and put your hand out. So that's how kripa works. We have to make the effort. The effort is like putting our hand out, right? But we don't succeed by effort alone. It's we make the effort and that triggers the kripa, and it's by the kripa. So there's a problem, and I wrote an article about it. Because it's confusing. Because you know if you don't make any effort, nothing happens. Right? But the other side of the equation is you make so much effort, you think you're making it happen. Well, I'm doing it. Because I worked hard. I worked hard, I went to school, I got good grades, I got a good job, I did it. The other side is, I didn't do anything, Bhagavan did it all. Right? How'd you do that? Bhagavan. I don't do anything, I just wait for mercy. No, it's not like that. It's in the middle. We make effort. Through effort, we get kripa. And then with that kripa, we can conquer the offense of inattention. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave a definition of nam aparad, offensive chanting. He said offensive chanting means, pay attention please, it's very important, chanting without making an effort to overcome the 10 offenses. Very simple definition, but very precise. Aparad means chanting without making any effort to overcome the 10 offenses, as in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama. I'm not making any effort to overcome the 10 offenses, am I? Lazy, distracted, looking at my watch, looking at my counter beads, looking around the room. That's not japa. It isn't. Japa means when I chant, what do? I chant. Simple. One of the mantras of my japa workshop, and I have a t-shirt, and if you like, you can print this t-shirt. When you chant, chant. What a revolutionary idea. When you chant, chant. Do you mean, Prabhu, I can't do my email while I chant? I can't drive while I chant? I can't surf the internet while I chant? I can't cook kheer while I chant? This one devotee, he's a comedian. He said, since I've become a devotee, I've got very strong left arm. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Cleaning, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Internet, Hare Krishna, doing. Left arm is very strong. Cooking, Hare Krishna. When you chant, don't cook. When you chant, don't talk. How's it going, Prabhu? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then he talks to me and I chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And then I talk to him and he chants. Right? Is that how it works? You've seen that? Where you been, Prabhu? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Really? Yeah, I've been there also. Yeah. How was it there? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Somehow or other, just get your 16 rounds done and you think you're good. No, no, no. Oh, it's not good. When you chant, chant. When you read, read. Don't read and chant at the same time. When there's kirtan, join the kirtan. Don't sit in the back of the temple chanting japa during the kirtan. Prabhupada said that is redundant. You're in the temple, there's kirtan going, you can't even hear your chanting. Somehow or other, you know, I got up late this morning, it's a Sunday feast. It's like, I got to finish my rounds. somehow or other. No, not somehow or other. It's 16 good rounds. That's what it's all about. And as I said before, how do you know they're good rounds? Because when you finish, you don't want to stop. And how do you know they're bad rounds? Because when you finish, you celebrate. Whew, they're over. Wow. What a relief. Let's have a festival. You hang your beads up somewhere. You don't even want to look at them until the next day. Isn't it? How do you know you've chanted good rounds? Because you don't want to put them down. You want to chant extra. True or true? True or true? Yes. How do you know you're chanting good rounds? Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, in all the 14 worlds, there is nothing but the holy name. How do you know you're chanting good rounds? Because you feel a little bit of that realization. That this is it. This is it. It's all right here in the Maha Mantra. It's not out there. In prestige and material success. It's not out there in position and honor and wealth. It's here. There's nothing that compares to this. And the symptom of good japa is that things in this world begin to become less and less and less attractive, and Krishna begins to become more and more and more attractive. That's how you know. Anyone have that experience? You chant some good rounds and everything about Krishna becomes more attractive. Anyone have the experience? You chant some bad rounds and everything about Maya becomes more attractive. Right? Now, one of the reasons we don't take japa seriously is because we don't understand how important it is. I don't know why we don't understand how important it is. I think it's pretty obvious. You know, when you get initiated or you've seen devotees get initiated, they make a vow to not do four things. And they make a vow to do one thing. What do they vow to do? To take a shower every day? No. To do puja every day? No. Pushti Marg, they do, I think, Vrata for puja. To read, to distribute books, to clean the temple, to do seva? No, no, no. All good things we should do, but not required as a vow. We only vow to do one thing. That one thing must be pretty important if that's the only thing we're vowing to do. Don't you think? That one thing that we vow to do is not something to take lightly, is it? Because it's the only thing Prabhupada asked us to do. And he said, minimum 16 rounds, four regulative principles, no less. Everyone in the Krishna consciousness movement should strive to come to chant minimum 16 rounds. This is how you become Krishna conscious. Madhya Lila, chapter 22, verse 113, Prabhupada said, of all the rules and regulations given by the spiritual master, all the rules, not some, all the rules and regulations given by the spiritual master, the instruction to chant 16 rounds daily is most essential. It must be important if he said that. Right? The only thing we vow to follow, to do, and here in this purport, the most essential. Many instructions are essential. This is most essential. So, I'll tell you a story. Trivikram Swami told us that he was with Prabhupada and he was waiting to see Prabhupada, and he was chanting japa while waiting. Prabhupada, a few moments, later, he asked Maharaj, he said, it's because he heard Maharaj chanting, he said, are you listening when you chant? Because maybe it sounded like he wasn't listening. Sri Sri Radha Madan Gopal Ji Ki Jai. You know how sometimes somebody may be chanting and you could kind of tell they're distracted by their by the tone of their voice? If you listen to Prabhupada chanting, you hear him and just listen, you can see he's not as distracted. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It stays that way steadily. That's not the sign of a distracted person. The sign of a distracted person is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram. That's the sign of a distracted person. So somehow Prabhupada thought Trivikram Swami was being distracted. He said, you know, he's like, it was like a concern, Prabhupada. You're chanting. Are you listening? And Trivikram Swami said, yes, Srila Prabhupada, I'm listening. Prabhupada said, you should listen to every word of the Maha Mantra when you chant, because this chanting is the essence of our philosophy. Can you say that in Hindi? The essence of our... This chanting is the essence of our philosophy.
ये जो जप है, ये हमारे दर्शन शास्त्र का सार है.
Prabhus, Matajis, if you want to minimize something, do less puja at home. Don't minimize your japa. If you want to minimize something, sleep less. Don't minimize your japa. Eat less. There's a story. One devotee, he was working on temple renovation and he was only sleeping 4 hours a night because Prabhupada was coming to the temple and they wanted to finish everything before Prabhupada came. So they were doing a marathon. He was sleeping 4 hours. Anybody here sleep 4 hours? It's difficult. Prabhupada arrives in the temple. He looks at the devotees and he says, who is not chanting their rounds? This devotee raises his hand. He said, Prabhupada, I am not able to finish my rounds. Why you're not able? He said, because I'm working all day to renovate the temple. I'm only sleeping 4 hours. And Prabhupada said, then sleep 2 hours and finish your rounds. It is the essence of our philosophy. Don't compromise. This is so important. When you chant, chant. You say that in Hindi?
जप के समय हमें जप करना चाहिए.
It's funnier in Hindi than English, huh? It's like in America, when something is obvious, we say, duh. You say that here? You have that expression? Like, duh means like, of course. If you watch American television, you'll see that. Someone will say something, and it's so obvious. Well, duh. That means like, of course. When you chant, chant. Of course. Everybody knows that, right? Except nobody does it. Because we have more important things to do. Like read the sports section of the newspaper. And other things. Whatever that is. So, the goal is 16 good rounds. And that means when you chant, do not do anything else externally. Now, the biggest problem then becomes, if you're just in a place where you're not distracted externally, the biggest problem then becomes internally, the internal distraction. This one man was chanting japa in his temple room, and a man came to see him, and his daughter-in-law said, "We can't disturb him now. He's repairing his shoes." He was chanting japa, and she said, "He's repairing his shoes." The man said, "Okay, I'll come back later when he's finished. I don't want to bother him." He comes back, and his wife answers the door, which means it was the daughter-in-law. It's her mother-in-law. And the man says, "I've come back to see your husband. Has he finished repairing his shoes?" She said, "Who told you he was repairing his shoes?" "Your daughter-in-law told me." Uh-oh, now there's trouble. "What do you mean? A daughter-in-law told you that he was repairing his shoes?" She starts, as any good mother-in-law would do, she starts screaming at the daughter-in-law. She's a bona fide mother-in-law. She has all the symptoms of a bona fide mother-in-law. "Why, you'd say he was repairing his shoes. He was in the temple chanting japa. What's wrong with you? Do you have no respect? What are you saying?" Like that. He hears this argument. He comes in with his head bowed down very sheepishly, very timidly. And he said, "Actually, it's true. I was chanting japa, but the whole time I was thinking my shoes need repairing, and I was thinking about repairing my shoes during japa the whole time." Prabhus and Matajis, I know for a fact, because I've done a study in ISKCON through my forgiveness workshop, that when you have trouble with another person, and particularly a devotee, and it's really bad, you think of that devotee through your entire 16 rounds of japa. And you think how wrong that devotee was to do what they did and said what they said. And by the time you finish your 16 rounds, you are even more convinced how wrong they are, how what they did was bad, and how right you are. I've studied this. Admit it, Prabhus, I know you do this. 16 rounds meditating on somebody who said something you didn't like or did something you didn't like. It happens. You can't take your mind off Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that rascal. How could he say that? I ought to get back at him. We got to do something about him. Right? How could they do that? It's so bad. He's so wrong. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 16 rounds wasted thinking about somebody who did or said something to upset you. Yes or yes? It happens. When you chant, chant. Don't think about repairing your shoes. Don't think about the person you don't like. Don't think about what you have to do today. Don't think what you have to buy today. Don't think about your vacation next week. Now, if you're going on yatra, you think, "Oh, in a week we're going on yatra. I wonder where we're going to go. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I wonder who's going to be there. Hare Ram Ram. Wonder what they're going to have for breakfast. Hare Ram Ram." The mind will go and go and go. That's not japa. It's not what japa is about. Japa is absorption in hearing the holy name and praying to Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "The holy name is not lip deep, it is heart deep." What did he mean by that? He actually meant you don't chant with your tongue and lips, you chant with your heart. Isn't that interesting? So if we are just trying to get the rounds done as fast as we can, as fast as I can, we're just making sound with our lips. That's not japa. It's from the heart. Oh Krishna, oh energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. I've been engaged in Maya service for lifetimes. I want to be engaged in your service. Please, 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 please. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. That's japa. And when you do that, you know what happens to your mind? It turns off. Why does it turn off? Because now you're in your heart, you're praying. Prabhus and Matajis, when you pray to the deities, your mind turns off. You're in your heart. Right? Aren't you? When you worship your deities, you're in your heart. You're not in your mind. I don't believe any of you are on the phone while you're doing puja. Are you? I don't believe any of you are thinking about what you have to do during the day while you're bathing your deities. True? The holy name chanting is worship of Krishna. It is puja to Krishna. We're doing puja to Krishna through these holy names. We should be in that same state of mind. The name is Krishna. Treat the name as Radha and Krishna. Don't treat it as some sound you have to say 1,728 mantras and get it over with. Treat the holy name as Krishna. Because it is Krishna. Can we do that? That's japa. That is japa. Now I want to say something to scare you. Fasten your seat belts. Hold on to the devotee next to you. This could scare you. Bring out some water for those who might be fainting. In the Jiva Dharma, it says that offending the holy name is more sinful than any sinful activity. Nam aparat is more sinful than any sinful activity. Wow. That's scary. Why? Because if one commits a sin, one can overcome the effects of that sin by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And very quickly and easily, right? You know that statement, that shloka? One can overcome more sins than one can commit by chanting even one name. But if you commit Nam Aparad, what is the remedy for Nam Aparad? Continual chanting, 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 keep chanting, chanting, because it is difficult to overcome Nam Aparad. Isn't that interesting? The effects of Nam Aparad stain us, our hearts, more deeply than the effects of sin. And therefore, we are recommended. If you commit offense to the holy name, continually chant, 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 chant. Keep chanting, chanting, and someday the effects will be removed. It's pretty heavy, isn't it? Very heavy. Now I have to tell you one more thing. It's a detail about this instruction, which is very important. We are instructed to continually chant, and we are instructed if we commit Nam Aparad, then the cure, as I said, is to chant. We'll just keep chanting. Well, there's a detail there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us the detail. It's not to just keep chanting, because you could keep chanting with offenses. The problem for these 16 bad vans is not to buy 16 more bad vans. Is it? Well, we have 16 vans that don't work. Let's go out and buy 16 more bad. Well, let's actually buy 32 bad vans. That should cure the problem. No, it doesn't cure the problem. Then you have 48 bad vans. So the solution to Nam Aparad is not to chant more Nam Aparad. Right? Just keep chanting and it'll cure it. Bhaktivinoda says, no, you chant in remorse that I committed Nam Aparad, and in chant and asking Krishna, please forgive me for committing Nam Aparad. That's the instruction, not just keep chanting. Does that make sense? It makes sense, doesn't it? Krishna, I've committed Nam Aparad, so now what do? I chant praying, begging Krishna, please forgive me for committing that namaparad. Let's chant around. Let's chant one mantra and ask Krishna to forgive us. And you will see there's a difference in this kind of chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's chanting in remorse. Krishna, I've committed offense to your name. Please forgive me. And this way we overcome aparad. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, one could chant 1 lakh rounds, but if he commits aparad, he will get absolutely no taste for the name and remain materially attached. So we have to be very careful not to commit aparad. Very careful. We should have a samskara imprinted deep in the core of our heart, and that samskara is never, ever, ever, ever commit nam aparad. Because if we chant at least nam abhas and elevate our nam abhas to a higher level and come close to Shuddhanam, nothing will help us in our bhakti as much as that. And nothing will hurt us in our bhakti as much as namaparad. Very important. We never, ever, ever want to commit namaparad. Does that make sense? On the stage of namaparad, there is no spiritual advancement. Zero. On the stage of nam abhas, there is anartha nibritti. Second stage, what do we say? By effort to not commit the 10 offenses, that is nam abhas. And then on the stage of Shuddhanam, there is love of God. So our goal is to avoid nam aparad at any cost, because our real goal is Shuddhanam. That's what we're shooting for. That's what we want, Shuddhanam. Right? That's our goal. Our goal is not somehow or other get 16 rounds done. Our goal is Shuddhanam. Does that make sense? Our goal is not 16 bad vans. Gentlemen, would you rather have one good business or 16 failed businesses? What makes more money? Ladies, would you rather have 16 bad husbands or one good one? You see? Does that make sense? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So what do we do now? Questions? Or are we finished or what? Okay.
Wrong parking way. MH159080 ये कोई लॉयर साहब का गाड़ी है जो लॉ ब्रेक करी गाड़ी वहाँ पे पार्क किया है तो जिनका भी एक व्हीकल है 9080 जिसके पीछे श्रेयस लिखा है उसको तुरंत कृपया हटा दीजिए ताकि नेबर्स को प्रॉब्लम ना हो
प्रश्न और देयर इज नो टाइम सम क्वेश्चन यस यू कैन पास द माइक
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Jai.
It was very beautiful observation about the japa. But there is, when we said that our goal in ISKCON is completing 16 round every day. So do you think that our concentration goes to the counting rather than going achieving the Krishna consciousness?
Yes, yes. That's the very problem, that our concentration is focused on the number. The one thing that's important to understand is if you chant quality rounds, you don't have to worry about the number. And I'll tell you a story. And I'll tell you what you have to worry about. One of our leaders in the movement, he's a guru, and it's a sannyasi, and it's a GBC. He told the GBC, or he told some of his friends, I can't chant 16 rounds. And they were worried. He said, no, it's not a problem. I can only chant 32. I can't stop at 16. I can't chant 16 rounds anymore. It's not enough. It doesn't feel... My taste is so much greater now, it doesn't fulfill my appetite. So if we chant quality, we don't have to worry about quantity. The only worry it will be is that maybe you'll get to work late because you're chanting more rounds. That'll be your worry, you know, how to keep your material life together because you want to chant so many rounds. So when we're focused on the 16, the number, it tends to make us not care about quality, right? But if you focus on quality, it'll be very easy to chant 16. If you're thinking 16 is a lot, it means it's a sign there's a lack of quality. Prabhupada said 16 rounds is nothing. It is nothing. He said in India, nobody chants less. He said traditionally, nobody chants less than 25. That's like, 25 is like for the handicapped. Special Olympics japa, you know? You know they have Special Olympics? It's for the handicapped. So 16 is like Special Olympics japa. You know, you've seen it? They race in wheelchairs or they play games. That's called the Special Olympics. They're handicapped. So 16 rounds is Special Olympics japa. Prabhupada said the standard is 64. He said, but you won't find in India less than 25. And we give you 16 and we say, oh, that's so much. Right? When you first came to Krishna consciousness, you try to chant one if you have time. Isn't it? If you try to fit one round in when you're a new devotee, isn't it? They teach you how to chant and then you come to Sunday and we say, well, how's it going? You say, well, some days when I had time, I chanted one round. Right? What does that mean? There's no taste yet. But as you chant, you get a taste. So all of a sudden, four rounds is not a problem. What's happening? Eight rounds is not a problem. Why? You're watching less television. Now you have more time. You're getting up earlier. You're reading less newspaper. Everything changes because Ruchi is coming. So if there's quality, Ruchi comes and then quantity automatically increases. I will tell you a story. In America, we make a preparation called Malpura, which may be different than the way you make it, but I'll describe it. You have donuts in India? Donuts are round with a hole in the middle. So they're very soft, right? And very moist and soft. If you take the whole of the donut and you soak it in yogurt mixed with fruit, so you blend yogurt and fruit and sugar, strawberries or blueberries or bananas or mangoes, and you blend it so it's a flavored yogurt, and you put these donut holes that you've fried that are sweet, you put it in the yogurt in big buckets. That's what we make in America as Malpura. Do you make that here? Or you make something else? So, you're getting hungry now? By me just by describing, I'm getting hungry. I actually asked someone to make Malpura and then they surfed it out, and I said, where's the Malpura? It wasn't, you know, it was flat, round, in sugar. I said, no, that's not it. So I noticed that every time at the Sunday feast we made Malpura, no matter how much we made, there would never be any left. Because it was so good. And you know when something's good, and you go around with seconds, you don't have to ask. You just give it because everybody wants it. Have you noticed that? If there's a preparation that's really good, people will always take more, especially if it's sweet. I also noticed that with kofta in tomato sauce. We'd always run out because everybody wanted more. It was so good. Then occasionally, somebody would put salt, they'd forget they forgot they put salt once in the sabji, and they would put salt in the second time, thinking it was the first time. Or occasionally, something would burn a little bit, so that burnt flavor was now throughout the sabji, or worse, throughout the rice. You ever had burnt rice? And there would, and those preparations, there would always be a lot left, like buckets, and you'd serve it out. Would you like seconds? No. And it's all sitting on their plate, nobody was eating it. I noticed that. And that's just like japa. Burnt rice japa, or malpura japa. When there's malpura japa, you chant more rounds because it's sweet. There was a devotee, and I'm going to imitate him. He was at a japa workshop, and you're going to think this is an exaggeration, and it's not an exaggeration, and I want you to see what his face looked like, because it looked like he was eating malpura while he was chanting, and it was just like this. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Krishna. I'm serious. He was chanting Malpura Japa. And then you have burnt rice or oversalted sabji japa. So you can't chant 16 rounds of burnt rice japa. It's just torture. Now, the Hare Krishna movement is very weird. Sometimes you find devotees, and I've seen this, they're not understanding the process of chanting japa, and they're not allowing themselves to chant from the heart, and they're battling with their minds. And you see him chant, and it looks like a person who has constipation, who's sitting on the toilet, but it won't come out. You've all seen that, right? You have all seen that, right? So if that's your experience of japa, how are you going to chant 16 rounds a day? Yeah, it's just torture, right? That's the problem. You don't have to, if you're chanting that japa, you very much have to worry about the number, because it's torture. But if you're chanting malpura japa, it just goes. And I have this experience, because I teach this in my japa workshops, and in the japa workshops we get to practice it, and the devotees get to practice it every morning, because the japa workshop starts Friday night, so they practice, we give them the pointers, they practice Saturday morning, and again Sunday morning, and they have more pointers, because they're getting more and more and more. And again and again, when devotees do this, they come to me and they say, Prabhu, I got such a taste for my japa. Why? Because they were absorbed, they were hearing. They weren't going off somewhere, and they were coming from their heart. So that's natural. Krishna is sweet, and his name is sweet. And if we chant properly, we'll feel the sweetness. We'll feel the kindness. We'll feel Krishna's affection coming to us. Japa is not torture. Japa is Krishna's love, his reciprocation. In the Harinam Chintamani, it says the holy name is the most valuable thing Krishna has in his treasury house. Krishna is giving us the holy name. That's not torture. He's giving us the most valuable thing we have. If you're chanting japa and you're feeling Krishna's love and kindness, you're feeling that Krishna has given the most valuable thing. It's not going to taste like burnt rice. It's going to taste like malpura, right? And you're just going to appreciate, I am so fortunate. I have the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So next time you see a devotee chanting japa, you can say, Prabhu, is it burnt rice japa or Malpura japa? One devotee was chanting in Vrindavan, and one sadhu came to him while he was chanting and said, are you chanting the holy name, or is the holy name chanting you? So that's perfection. The holy name chants us, and we can't stop. Okay. Very good question. Thank you for that question. Anything else?
Yeah, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
The question from the brahmachari is, this is the observation of one of our brahmachari. He says that many times when we put endeavors in our chanting, we don't feel, you know, so much enthusiastic afterwards, or it might be struggling day that day, heavy day. But sometimes we don't put any attention or chanting, and that day we have enthusiasm, we do services, we run here and there. So,
what does it mean? What to do?
So, how to
understand?
Yeah,
it?
How to discern it, or how to see this?
Well, sometimes, you do some nice service, so Krishna gives you some kripa, so the next day you're japa. You've got that kripa, like we said. You get kripa, and it makes it easier to chant. And sometimes, when you're making an effort, and Krishna's not reciprocating, he's testing you to see if you're going to give up your focus and attention and effort just because he's not showing up. Vrijan Prabhu says, Krishna's absence, apparent absence, is not his denial of mercy, or not his denial that he won't give mercy on the next mantra. And everyone's experienced that. Sometimes eight mantras, not good, and all of a sudden, ninth mantra, just a shower of nectar comes. So sometimes Krishna, he just wants you to chant because it's seva, and you're doing it to please him, and you're not asking for anything. And even though you're not getting a taste, you're willing to do it because you're just appreciating that it's seva. And Prabhupada is pleased when you chant. And so you do it in that mood. And so that's a very good question and very important, because sometimes it's just a test. Krishna wants to see, okay, there's no taste, so you're just going to give up? Put your beads down, do something else? No. It's also seva. Don't only think what the holy name is for you, but think, what are you for the holy name? This is your seva given by your guru to chant 16 rounds. Krishna is pleased. Prabhupada is pleased. It's service. Actually, chanting is the highest service. Prabhupada said, we have all these services, building temples, doing so many things, because we can't sit down and chant all day. He said, but the ultimate goal is you sit down and chant Shudhanam. So that's what we want to come to someday. Of course, we're preachers, so we may never retire. But in theory, the goal is that we could actually sit down and just chant 24 hours and not become tired. Any of you become tired when you chant? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Does that happen to anyone? No. Yes. But when chanting becomes more pure, it wakes you up because there's ruchi. Have any of you ever fallen asleep taking prasadam? Maybe with the fried rice, the burnt rice, you fell asleep, but not with the malpura. So when you chant malpura japa, you won't fall asleep. If you chant burnt rice japa, you might. But malpura japa, you won't fall asleep. Guaranteed. And if we're falling asleep while we're chanting, it may be a sign that we're not, the ruchi is not there. But don't give up. It's seva, it's service. And always await Krishna's mercy and hanker for it. And it will come, guaranteed. Krishna wants to give mercy. He's waiting to give mercy. Yes, question. Very good question. He's asking, we should hear, but we should be in the mood of service. Not only that, we should be praying, and we should also be feeling Krishna's mercy coming. So now you have four things to confuse you. One devotee asked me this question. I gave him a strange answer, but he was satisfied. Because we're talking about, okay, pray to Krishna, but hear. So how? I'm praying, calling, but I'm supposed to hear, but it's going out, and I'm supposed to hear, but I'm also supposed to appreciate the mercy that's coming from the holy name, but I'm also supposed to see it as service. So I'm getting confused because my head is spinning in different directions. So I said, Prabhuji, this is a weird example, so excuse me for it, but it answers the question. When you see a beautiful woman, do you have a problem incorporating the sound of her voice, the beautiful lotus-like eyes, the soft touch, the smell of her perfume, and all the senses? And he said, no, I don't. He said, that answers your question. It's a synergy of many things into one. And it all comes out as an experience of that beautiful woman. It's a combination of, right? The look, the fragrance, the voice, right? Because if you saw a beautiful woman and she spoke like, hey, my name is Kamala, you wouldn't think she's so beautiful, right? It's a full experience. It has to be, my name is Kamala. Oh. It's a full experience. So japa, it's all those things at the same time. And your moods may change. But what happens is, when you go deeply, you see, that's a very good question. I spend at least 6 hours in the japa workshop answering this question, because actually you can't answer it through the head, but I'll just tell you to give you an idea. It's a very good question, and you can't understand the answer. You can only experience the answer, because the answer is not analytical. The answer is, when you're deeply absorbed in chanting, you are feeling Krishna's mercy, you are praying, you are hearing, you are seeing it as service, all simultaneously, and you're not figuring it out in your head. It's all just happening as an experience. And as soon as you try to figure it out in your head, what happens is you stop hearing. And you stop chanting properly. If you're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, and you're thinking, am I chanting properly? The answer is always no. Because now you're in your head. And when you're chanting and you're absorbed and you're experiencing and you're feeling, and that is always good japa. That's what japa is. So when we go in our, am I chanting good japa? Are the other devotees chanting good japa? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Is anybody chanting japa as well as I'm chanting? Hare, you know, you're in your head. Why isn't that devotee chanting nicely? Hare, you've lost it. So it's something you have to experience. Prabhupada said, when you chant, that's to confuse you even more, and we're going in our head again. When you chant, you're talking to Krishna. So now we have five things going on. I'm praying, I'm also talking. Well, Prabhu, what am I supposed to talk about? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I mean, I don't know what to tell Krishna. Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. I don't understand that talking to Krishna thing. Hare Ram. You completely lost it. You're not chanting anymore. Prabhupada said, when you're chanting the holy name, you can feel Krishna. Now I have six things for you to deal with. I'm supposed to feel Krishna. How do I feel Krishna? Krishna, I don't feel anything. I feel bored. What do you mean, feel Krishna? I don't get it. Talk to Krishna. I don't get it. Feel and seva. I don't know about this. That's not chanting. What Prabhupada is describing is that for a deep chanter, they have that experience. They can feel Krishna. Their heart, they're opening up to Krishna. Hare Krishna, please help me. Hare Krishna, Hare. It's just coming out. That's how they're chanting. They're talking to Krishna. They're hearing Krishna talk to them. They're getting realization from the holy name. It's all happening. That's japa. And devotees tell me after the workshop, they say, Prabhu, I chanted my 16 rounds. I had no idea they were done. I didn't even look at my watch. I didn't even look at my counter beads. I just pulled them down. I thought it was like 15 minutes, and all of a sudden, it was 2 hours, and I finished my rounds. Because they were absorbed, not in here. They were here, right? Oh, Kamala, when I embrace you, millions of years seem like only seconds. I lose track of time in your warm embrace. I get lost in looking at your lotus eyes. Right? Isn't that what all the Bollywood movies say in their songs? Right? Hours pass as if they were only moments. Right? Same thing with japa. Hours will pass like moments when you're actually chanting. In the head. Prabhu's, Mataji's, don't try to figure things out with your head, then you've lost it. Japa is, it's a prayer, it's a conversation, it's our time with Krishna, right? When you embrace your wife, you don't think, do I like this? Do you? When you eat, you just eat and you relish it. You just taste it. You don't think, is it okay to relish it? Should I relish it? Is there a verse that allows me to relish it? Maybe, I don't know, maybe. I wonder if the pujari is actually following the principles. Maybe it's not prasadam. You don't think like that. You just relish it. Right? Normally. I mean, some people think like, maybe he's not following the principles. I don't know. Some people think like that. But generally, it's the experience. So it's the same with japa. It's an experience. It's a little difficult to understand. The women can understand it more easily than the men. So that's why we take 6 hours in the japa workshop to explain it to the men. The women get it in 5 minutes, but the men are like, could you explain that thing about feeling? I don't understand that feeling. You're supposed to feel the Maha Mantra. And you have to spend 6 hours with the men to talk about feeling. Well, you know, what you feel when you chant, you know, what do you feel, Krishna? What are you supposed to feel? I don't know what you're talking about. It's not like that. That's all head stuff. How do you feel? How am I supposed to feel? See, the women are laughing, and the guys are like, yeah, what am I supposed to feel? See? You feel Krishna. Krishna's there. He's there in his name. Don't think about it. Just feel it. Just be there. Be with him. Give your heart to him. That's japa. Krishna, I'm a fool and a rascal. Hare Krishna, save me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So that way, japa is wonderful. It's a conversation. It's so nice. Every morning you look forward to it. I can't wait to chant my rounds tomorrow morning. It is nectar. Instead of, oh my God, another day, 16 rounds. How am I going to get through this? We don't want to enter japa that way. We want to enter sacred relationship, sacred conversation. I can't wait the next morning. Prabhus, if you enter your japa and you think, oh no, 16 rounds, that's going to be your experience. If you enter japa and say, I can't wait, this is going to be nectar, that will be your experience because you've changed your approach. I'll tell you a funny story before we end. You'll like this. This is ISKCON history at its best. Early 1970s, Prabhupada made sannyasis. The whole movement changed when he made sannyasis. Why did it change? Because the sannyasis were 22 years old. None of them had been married yet. So now the sannyasis were on fire preaching to the brahmacharis. Don't get married. Women are tigers at night and witches in the day. Your children are like jackals and thieves and pickpockets that just steal your money. Household life is a deep, dark well, and once you fall in, you'll never get out. That was like a typical sannyasi class in ISKCON 1972. And all these poor brahmacharinis are sitting in the back of the class going, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to get married with classes like this. None of the men are going to want to get married. So, the brahmacharis are programmed. Women are maya. It's a dark well. They're like tigers sucking your blood. You get married, you have to work like an ass. You're just going to be a donkey. And your wife to do anything your wife says. You'll just become a slave of this woman. Don't ever get married. Be smart. Be intelligent. So that's what the men are hearing, right? Now, obviously, some men, even though they hear that, are going to want to get married because they're not, they don't have like sannyas, brahmachari, samskara. The problem is they get married, but they're still thinking like the brahmachari. Is this a dark well? My wife is a witch. The kids are jackals. I'll be working like an ass. They didn't make the switch from brahmachari to grihastha. Right? You read all these things in the Bhagavatam, all these things about detachment. It's for the brahmacharis, vanaprasth, and sannyasis, not for the grihasthas. Because if you accept that as a grihastha, you'll come home and you'll just start crying. My kids are jackals. My wife's a witch. I live in a deep dark well. I can't take it anymore. But this is ISKCON history. The brahmacharis wouldn't make the shift. And their wives are like talking to them and saying, the brahmacharis are thinking, I'll get married and then I'll have one woman and she'll be my servant, like a brahmachari servant. You know, just like, you know, if you're a brahmachari or a sannyasi, you get a servant. And the women are like looking at their husbands like they can't believe it. You know, hello, you're not a brahmachari anymore. You're grihastha. Look at your dhoti. It's white, Prabhu. It's not saffron. You didn't get it. So it's the same thing. You're chanting japa, right? You have some difficult times controlling your mind. And then you think, this japa, this 16 rounds, it's hard. It's a struggle. It's difficult. It's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, you know, that kind of japa. So every day when you sit down, if you enter your japa in that mood, what happens? You're like the brahmachari who got married. It's just horrible. But if you change your mood and say, japa, nectar, Krishna's name, I'm so fortunate. This is the most precious time of my day, the most important thing, the most relishable thing. What happens? Your experience changes because you're coming at it from a different way. Similarly, the brahmachari, he has to see, my wife is not a witch, she is the goddess of fortune. My children are gifts from Krishna. You have to see it that way. And then everything's okay. My dharma is to support them. And gentlemen, the Shastra says, do not argue with a woman. You know that already from experience, but you still do it. And gentlemen, you won't want me to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Ladies, the Shastra says you should correct your husbands when they do something wrong. Therefore, I say, when devotees say, how do you become humble? I say, just get married. So this staunch brahmachari, rough, tough, mean brahmachari who'd never talk to a woman and never look at a woman, wouldn't even give them the time of day, he gets married and he doesn't make the shift to see his wife as a goddess of fortune, to understand you don't ever argue with a woman. The mantra, he has to, when you brahmacharis, if you ever get married, here's the mantra that will make your marriage successful. There's only two words. If you understand this mantra of two words, you'll have a happy marriage. And it goes like this. Whatever your wife says, the mantra is, yes, dear. And you will have no problems. Yes, dear. And he said, huh, Priya. Samasya ne. No problems. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go Premanandi. Hari Hari.